For many decades, the city of Nampa was the place to gather in the Treasure Valley. Some of this started in 1937 with the inception of the Snake River Stampede Rodeo, which continues today, and it is one of the top 12 rodeos on the pro rodeo circuit. In 1965, the Karcher Mall opened. It was the first indoor shopping mall in the Treasure Valley, and this mall was literally the place to go until 1988, when the Boise Town Square Mall opened. And as Boise has gained national attention as the fastest-growing city in the country, Nampa has quietly been growing and finding a way to revitalize itself. Mayor Debbie Kling was sworn in for her first term in January after serving on the Nampa Chamber of Commerce since 2012. She joins us in studio. Now I want to welcome you to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's really nice to have you in. So, Debbie, tell me about, first off, why you decided to run for mayor. It's a big job.
It is a big job. I was talking to some second graders today, and they asked me the same question.
Oh, and good.
You don't run for mayor because it's easy. It's a lot of work. There's a lot of responsibility, but I did it because I'm passionate about our community, and I saw the need for a strategy and a plan as we move forward as a community.
And tell me about that strategy and that plan, because I think sometimes Nampa gets kind of lost in between Boise and then Meridian and now Caldwell with all of the revitalization that it's doing. So how are you different? You know, how do you find that voice?
Well, I think, you know, as mayor, one of my responsibilities is to be the cheerleader and champion for our community. And as I look at our community, there are so many wonderful attributes to the community of Nampa. First and foremost, it's people. You know, I think about Idaho Matters. Mm-hmm. My campaign was about people. People matter. And we have such amazing people. There's still a sense of community in Nampa. I like to say Nampa is what America was, the best part of it. And that's about people, neighbors helping neighbors and a community coming together. And that's a characteristic of our community. Some wonderful things that we have going on is that we have two brand new hospitals, actually three. South Nampa also has a brand new community hospital that's a little smaller one. And outside of Boise, we're the only other city in the state of Idaho that has both hospitals present. And so with the growth that we have, where we're situated along the freeway, the opportunity for industrial growth, for residential growth, it's huge. But having the hospitals, we also have two school districts in Nampa, both the Valley View and the Nampa School District, which is wonderful. We have a number of private schools and charter schools. We have CWI with 30,000 mm-hmm. students. We have Stevens Henniger College and NNU all present right there in Nampa. So from an educational standpoint, great opportunity. So education, healthcare, industrial growth, we are poised as just it very strategically in the Treasure Valley, I think.
And when you look back on the history of Nampa, I know when I moved here in 1999, there was nothing on Garrity Boulevard. The mm-hmm. Idaho Center had just mm-hmm. been built. That was it. There was no new interchange that has been built where right. you have the Target, you have all of that. So Nampa has been growing mm-hmm. over the last decades. Does it also help with that your home prices are lower than what you see in Boise? Mm-hmm. And is that something that you're trying to move your community forward with?
It is. However, I think it's important that we have jobs in Nampa so people are not having to make the drive every day. And so we definitely have a focus on job growth. You know, Nampa traditionally has been more manufacturing industrial. Mm-hmm. And you know what? That's awesome. Because sometimes it's like, you know, why focus on that? But that's who we are. And so having good jobs, good paying jobs, even if it's in food manufacturing, food production, we are very close to ag ground, which is extremely important to the Treasure Valley as a seed producer of the world. And so we're that blend in the mix coming from agriculture, the rural to urban. And so if there were a challenge that we face today, and I think across the Treasure Valley, it is the growth and it's that transition. How do you preserve that important ag ground, which is very important to our economy, and also grow at the same time?
I'm speaking with Nampa Mayor Debbie Kling about Nampa and its growth, its history. If you have any questions for Mayor Kling, you can always email us, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Last week, you were in L.A. And you spoke on a panel of Western mayors about the challenges of meeting infrastructure goals in growing cities. And you specifically talked about a lack of transportation options for goods coming to and leaving Nampa. Can you talk to me about that? Because that is that's a challenge across the Treasure Valley.
It is, our just streets alone. So we've got a couple of areas of infrastructure. One is our wastewater treatment facility plant that all of the cities in the Treasure Valley really are dealing with those upgrades. But the other side has to do with roads and streets, right? Because we've got an aging infrastructure, mm-hmm. but we're young in comparison to the United States overall. So only about 30% of our infrastructure is probably 100 years old. And so that's good news. I think that we all face some funding challenges, both from the federal level and the state level, funding our roads and bridges. And so we do have aging roads, yet we have tremendous growth. So it's a fine balance. In LA, it was really interesting to listen. And the one thing I realized is the interdependency that we have, because it's like, what does Nampa, Idaho have to do with LA? Well,
right.
We're talking ports, right? But when you offload a ship and they get onto rail and then they move to trucks, a lot of that produce, some of that produce is coming to Idaho. Or you look at northern Idaho where grain is getting on a barge and going down the Columbia River. So I think sometimes we forget that there is an interdependency mm-hmm. Across the United States. And when you look at our exports coming out of Idaho, especially on the seed that comes out of Canyon County that goes across the world, whatever the form of transportation, it's important.
So what would you like to see happen in Nampa when it comes to transportation? We've always heard that idea of a light rail between Boise all the way to Caldwell stops in Meridian, Nampa. Sometimes it feels like a pipe dream, but what would you like to see specifically happen in Nampa?
You know, I we're seeing a couple of things done right now, and that is we have some roads, some major roads, downtown Nampa that are being redone, I-84 that is, we've had the construction work and we are entering into new construction work on I-84, the Garrity Exchange. So I'm seeing some great street work done. So from an infrastructure standpoint, I think it's the roads, making sure that mm-hmm. we can continue to maintain our roads. Our greatest challenge is funding and figuring out how to pay for those. I want to see a revitalized downtown, though. We have got such a beautiful core infrastructure in our downtown, and so an area of focus of mine is to see our downtown revitalized.
It does bring people when you have a revitalized downtown.
Yes.
Let's talk about, I mean, we've talked about roads, but sidewalks. I think one of the challenges in Nampa is that there has been a lack of sidewalks, and we've seen accidents. We've seen pedestrians, unfortunately, get hit, some fatal accidents. How important is that when you talk about roads, that you talk about sidewalks and safety?
It's very important, including bike paths, right? Because we need to be more of a biking community from a health standpoint. And so the sidewalks, it's extremely important. And we have a asset management plan that's every 7 years we move to different areas of the city. And so we work on repair of sidewalks during that 7 year thing. But, you know, there isn't enough funding and it isn't fast enough. And then the big question with the community is whose responsibility is it to repair that sidewalk? And that's tough. For Nampa, we have very tight budgets. And so trying to figure out how to fund the needed infrastructure improvements is an ongoing challenge, and that's something that we're looking at right now. So I'm working on a 10-year strategic plan for our city, and it really goes alongside that is a 10-year funding plan, because we need to figure out how we're going to fund the needs that we have and then prioritize the pace of funding.
And I know in downtown, as you mentioned, you're doing some road improvements, but with those road improvements, you're adding sidewalks, you're adding even benches, things like that. Mm-hmm. And benches might sound kind of minimal, but it makes a difference, right? And how your downtown is perceived.
It absolutely does. And then the pedestrian ramps. We're redoing intersection pedestrian ramps. It's so important that they're safe. And like if you have a wheelchair or even in the wintertime when it's a little slick, you need to have the correct ramp. And our downtown needed new ped ramps. And mm-hmm. so that is
Or you have a stroller, let me tell you. A stroller.
You are so right. It gets so bumpy and the wheels get stuck in those little grooves. And yes, thank you. You know.
I know.
So, well, actually, it's been a while since you've been pushing a stroller, but hey.
It seems like yesterday. But things like that are important, correct?
Very important, because you know what? You need to have a livable, walkable city, especially to support the businesses in a downtown core. But, and you know, when you think about Nampa, we have four major exits off of the freeway, all are vibrant and have business. And so there's a lot of infrastructure to pay attention to.
And what is the hidden gem in Nampa that you would like people to know about? Or are there too many to count?
You know, I always go back to the people. I think there's two things. One are the people. We are just such an amazing community of people with, I don't know, that just come together, that support one another. It's friendly. I hear it all the time when people come in and visit, and it's like the smile on someone's face that someone says hello. But I think the hidden gem from an asset side is really we have, it's downtown. We have got beautiful older buildings, and there is such tremendous potential in our downtown core. And so for me, I think that is our hidden gem. I mean, we have the Warhawk Air Museum. You've got the Fort Idaho Center. Our horse park is incredible. We bring people from all over the United States that come in and stay 7 to 10 days with, whether it's their reining horses or cutting horses, that love our community. And then we're right next to the wineries. And so we're in a great location because we're just a few minutes into Boise and a few minutes out to the wine country.
And do you still have free parking downtown?
We have two-hour free parking downtown.
Okay.
Yes. And the parking garage, the first hour is free. The second hour is $1, if you can imagine. Just $1.
I can't anymore.
It's hard to imagine.
It is.
So it's extremely affordable. Yes.
And those are good things to know with growth and with the revitalization of downtown. Yeah. I want to thank you for coming in today, and congratulations on your becoming the new mayor.
Thank you.
It's only been a couple of months, so congratulations to you. And also, you can join the mayor. You're having a bike ride tonight.
Yes.
6 p.m. in Lloyd Park in Nampa. Whole community invited.
Yes. It's for families, kids, adults. Yes. It's going to be a great. And we have great weather today.
We do. So go out to Lloyd Park if you are in Nampa this evening and meet up with the mayor.